New Wheel, The Passage of Arnak, King of a Small Land, Part 1. My skin was stone, drenched in an accelerant and lit on fire. And there I burned a flaming rock, impassable by every woman and man who tried to cross my shore. My fire was final, a never-dying heat guarding the dead cold core beneath its frantic dance. Murder was easy, as was laughing, glaring bold-faced at the sun. But languishing in waters, still or stormy, was never my game. Only swift, loveless striking, blistering and charring, beating with a spike, any imagined challenge to my seat in the center. You covered my face with your hair. Let me sear it, then the skin of your face, to the bone. And still you would not leave me, give up on my indomitable obscenity, finely tuned to the leftover ash of my tender side. My madness was your deformed child. Even when you ended me, taking an axe to break up my hard form, you were more sorry than I was, heartbroken to scatter that fire, watch its petering out existence on the cracked concrete fragments of what I once was. For me, it was freedom from its burn, a relief, relieving me from the devil's obligation. I couldn't sing, I couldn't speak, but I saw you crying. Such strength embedded in so much softness. I forgot you had a formidable side. I forgot that love was a ruthless wielding sword for both of us, terrible, unforgiving, and stronger than either of our self-proclaimed mantras, better than personal devotion, brighter than the burning or the burnt, tortured, cloned for infinity, layered upon layer, like us, molecularly as one, irreparably damned.